to fraud. Some groups are threatening to stage civil disobedience unless the elections are repeated. London's mayor says terrorists tried to attack his city 8 times between the September 11th attacks in the U.S. and last July 7th, when suicide bombers killed dozens on the city's transport system. Mayor Ken Livingston said there had been 2 attempted attacks since July 7th, including a failed attack on the transport network on July 21st. Livingston did not provide details of the attempted attacks, but he dismissed suggestions by some government ministers and police chiefs that the city is the target of a, quote, great organized international conspiracy. Largely what you're talking about is fairly disorganized and small groups of disaffected people, Livingston said in a BBC radio interview today. India freed 8 Pakistani prisoners today as part of peace efforts between the South Asia rivals. While the two governments scheduled new talks to resolve their long-standing dispute over the Himalayan territory of Kashmir. As part of the peace process, the two governments have agreed to expedite the release of each other's prisoners caught on the wrong side of the border and often accused of spying. Many such prisoners say they accidentally wandered across the poorly marked frontier. Relations between India and Pakistan, long circumscribed by their conflict over Kashmir, have improved considerably since the start of the peace process in January 2004. A Turkish prosecutor has opened a new case against one of the country's leading Turkish Armenians for comments he made about an earlier prosecution. Front Dink, editor of the bilingual Armenian-Turkish newspaper Agos, was convicted in October of insulting Turkishness and received a 6-month suspended sentence. Dink's defense lawyer said today that Dink now faces charges of attempting to influence the judiciary, punishable by 4.5 years in prison, for saying that he would leave the country if the case against him was not dropped. A group of Turkish writers, academics, journalists, and artists called on the government Monday to scrap the law, making it a crime to insult Turkey, Turkishness, or state institutions. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson.
The ACLU brings you the 3rd installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. College information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA, Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. Randy's off for the next couple of weeks, as you probably know. I'll be filling in today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. I'm the night guy at Air America Radio. I'm on from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Monday through Friday on this network. That's Eastern Time. And filling in for me tonight will be Peter Werby, one of my colleagues, former colleagues from IE America Radio Network years and years and years ago. Actually, not that long ago. Anyway, I'll be sitting in for the goddess herself, Randy Rhodes, today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and the next week. The schedule is at Randy's website or at my website, MikeMalloy.com. Check it out. And we will try our best to keep the standards of the program as high as Randy keeps them. Now, we're going to, first of all, let's go back to some phone calls. By the way, if you want to join in, feel free, for those of you who have held over through the last hour break, top of the hour break, you know what we're talking about. George W. Bush has committed a felony against the United States of America. It is incumbent upon him to resign at this point, or he should be arrested and charged with a felony he committed. And that was violation of the FISA law, and he freely admitted the violation of the felony and says he will continue. And if the American public doesn't like it, well, George is out there saving our lives from the evil booger bears that are wandering around trying to gobble us up. In the meantime, the United States Constitution means nothing to this thug. The Bush crime family has been slowly working its way to the point where it had enough panache, courage, whatever the word is that you want to fill in there, to just trash all of it. They're at that point. They're now at that point. Illegal wars, lies about the reasons for war, the corruption of language, the destruction of the institutions put together in this country to protect this country from predatory capitalism, all of it has been shredded. The last step was to treat the Constitution as Bush is now treating it, and was quoted by Doug Thompson as saying that GD piece of paper. Here we are. Now, again, I'll make the offer for any right-winger who is capable of dialing a telephone on your own. I realize that's difficult, but if there's a right-winger, a Republican, a conservative, Bush supporter who wants to defend what this man is doing, we would love, we being normal Americans, would love to hear you. We would love to hear what you've got to say. What, there is someone right there? Oh, my goodness, let's bring him on. Eli is calling from Brooklyn. Eli, now I'll start out by being courtesy to you and saying welcome to the program. Let's see how long you can be courteous to me.
Yeah, I'm sorry they broke into your house and had your phone tapped.
Well, I don't know if they have or not, because there's no way of knowing.
Oh, I thought you knew about it.
No, there's no way of knowing. Don't you get it, Eli? They may have broken into your house.
Oh, okay. Now,
you see, that's the part that you conveniently leave out. You don't know. It's called sneak a peek.
Right. Now,
No. Don't brush right past it. Doesn't that bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother you. Where are you from?
No.
Nazi Germany? What are you, a Nazi?
I haven't done anything wrong. It doesn't bother me.
Are you a communist?
Yes, I am a communist.
Is that right? Well, yes. Most of Americans are not.
Okay. Now,
so you're in a decided mind. You don't like the Constitution. Why do you hate America?
No, I think you're the one that hates America.
No, why do you hate America to the point where you want to see our Constitution used as toilet paper by this man?
Let me ask you a question.
Sure, go ahead.
How come all you talk about, which this station was originated to bash the Republicans and Bush,
What are you talking about? I would bash you. No. You're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. You've got wax in your ears. What I'm bashing are people who are elected to office, like Hillary Clinton, or steal the office, like George Bush, who commit acts against my country.
Wait a minute.
Get your story straight before you call me.
I can't talk, but you could talk.
No, you can talk as long as you talk sense.
Well,
you sound like a gibbering maniac.
Well, the statement was originated to defeat Bush in the election. I listened. It was 24
hours a day. What are you talking about? Bush is a criminal.
But he won the election.
No, he didn't. Yo, he stole the first one. The man has now committed a felony against the United States. What do you want, Eli? What do you want?
That's not a fact.
Oh, what do you mean it's not a fact? He stood right there and said he will do what he has done. He did not. Hey, wait a minute, Eli. Pop this freak down, all right? Now, I said wait a minute, and that means wait a minute. And if I have to take you down where nobody can hear you, fine. I don't give a damn. George W. Bush stood there at his press conference and at his speech last night and said, yes, he used warrantless searches. Now, you are displaying your ignorance in front of the entire country, Eli. There is a law on the books, the FISA law, that says it is a felony not to get a warrant when you're going to do these secret searches. Bush admitted he committed a felony. Now, pot him back up and let's see if you can act like a normal human being.
You got all these Democrats in the Senate.
Jesus.
How come they don't impeach him? Why are they sitting on their
behind? You are dumber than I thought. You know why they don't impeach him. I don't know why. All right. Well, I'm not going to deal with it. Goodbye, Eli. Have a nice afternoon. Goodbye. I cannot believe that there is somebody in this country. Well, yes, I can. This is a problem with right-wingers. This is a problem with Republicans. They don't understand how you remove, legally and peacefully, a president from office, even though the Republicans showed them when they tried to get Clinton. So here's a caller. Well, why don't you Democrats? Because the Democrats are not in control of the U.S. House, Eli. If you are that stupid, don't come to this program to be educated. This is stuff you should have learned in fifth grade. And obviously you didn't learn it. I'm not here to educate. I'm here to make you laugh and be happy. See, it always happens. It always happens. I ask for right-wingers at 10 o'clock at night, at 4 in the afternoon, at 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't care when it is. I open the door. I say, come in, sit down, have a cup of tea, talk to me, you right-wing freak, and this is all you can do. What's wrong with you people? Do you not understand what the Constitution is? Do you not understand what George Bush is doing? You have to start out with a question to me. Well, what did they find when they looked in your house? You moron. That's not the idea. The idea is they feel they have the right to do it. Doesn't that make sense to you, Eli, or any of you right-wingers, any of you Bush supporters? Doesn't that mean anything? What the hell did we go to war for in World War II? What the hell did we go to war for in World War I? What the hell do we say never again about? What is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you people? Due process is gone. Just ask the detainees. Posse comitatus, out the window. Ask the people in New Orleans. First Amendment, you go to jail now if you protest this monster. What about these students? Where is this story? Where is this? Hold on. What is this story? Several people have sent this to me. This student who checked out Mao's little red book. Where is it? And the police, the Secret Service come to, here it is, here you go. A senior at University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth, Eli, was visited by federal agents 2 months ago after he requested a copy of Mao's Little Red Book. Two history professors at UMass Dartmouth, Brian Glenn Williams and Robert Pompion, said the student told them he requested the book through the UMass Dartmouth Library's interlibrary loan program. The student who was completing a research paper on communism, yada, 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 filled out a form for the request, leaving his name, address, and phone number, social security number. He was later visited at his parents' home by two agents of the Department of Homeland Security. To hell with you, Eli! Go live in your totalitarian government. Oh, matter of fact, you don't have to move. It's here. Which constitutional rights do you want to give up, Eli? Rumsfeld wants peaceful anti-war protesters classified as anti-American terrorists. Does that sound like the America you want to live in? Oh, what the hell? Eli doesn't care. All he cares about is whether or not his Social Security check shows up on time.
Who's really paying the tune while we watch Georgie France? Think of Thomas Jefferson. Makes me want to cry. To think that the chair he sat in someone could buy. Joe prayers is fake like a money belt, but I'll pray to Mad Time instead. Please come back, Tom, and save us from King George again.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
A little black dress is always in style, except if you have dandruff. Because when you wear black, even a little dandruff shows.
That's why every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue is doctor-recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Selsun Blue.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right, but now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter could cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-337-1627 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-337-1627. 1-800-337-1627.
Now for Randy Rhodes, here's Mike Malloy.
You know, it's 21 past the hour. You know, I'm more than willing to try again with you right-wingers. But can't you take a vote out there and decide which of you is going to call in? And please, next time, select someone who understands how our system works. It just gets me. This guy, you know, calls in and he doesn't understand the basic element that he should understand, because they did it to Clinton not more than, what, 6-7 years ago. You know, impeachment, how to remove somebody who is a criminal. Although Clinton wasn't a criminal, Clinton lied about oral sex. Woo, boy, that's a bad thing. George W. Bush lies about a war. Ooh, that's okay. Ain't no big deal. And now he's committed a felony. If lying about a war is not a felony, but wait a minute, he wasn't under oath, so it doesn't count. I'll tell you what, we'll take a couple more phone calls, and then after the next break, we're going to play some of the sound for you, all right, from Bush last night and today. And have your barf bags handy. Bill is calling from Cleveland. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Good to talk to you.
My pleasure, sir.
Hey, I can't express how angry I am, but I promise I won't swear.
Okay.
And as far as Eli goes, I have one wish for him and for people of his ilk, that one day in their life they become informed. And that's all I got to say about that. But I got so mad about it coming out that Bush was using this FISA thing to spy on the American people. The FISA law is fine, but Bush broke the law. And I think you touched on it already, but Bush broke the law by not checking with the courts first.
Yeah.
And he
and you know
out,
what? You know what the irony,
you know,
is?
Bad enough he came out and said that he broke the law, and then he said he'd do it again. But what's even worse, and this is the main reason I called, Mike, is that we now know that the New York Times sat on this story for at least a freaking year.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
I mean, you know, the New York Times wants to talk about democracy. As far as I'm concerned, after the Judy Miller thing and this thing about them taking their orders from the White House, they're just a rag like all the rest.
Yeah, I hear you. Let me point out something here, Bill,
sure,
that is particularly disturbing to me, and I think displays to anyone who doesn't know yet the utter arrogance that exists inside Bush's addled brain. This is the arrogance of a dictator. When you go before the FISA court, in the 30 years that court has been in existence, I don't think it has ever denied a warrant.
No,
not,
I don't think so.
Not once. All this twit who sits in the White House, this totalitarian thug, all he had to do was to send one of his boys over to get the warrant. But even that, George W. Bush said, no. I am not a president. I am a dictator. I am a leader. I am a wartime. I'm this. I'm that. This guy is destroying the Constitution. He has to be removed from office, hopefully legally and peacefully.
Yeah, and we could be sure that right-wingers are going to try to defend Bush in this thing and try to justify his breaking the law. But thank you.
But you know why, don't you? Because right-wingers hate America. They hate freedom. They're terrified of freedom. And they defend – these are Stalinists. These right-wingers are exactly like the people who supported and still pine for the old Soviet Union. You hear about these Soviet former Soviet citizens who are over the age of 50 or 60. I realize a lot of them had their pensions taken away, and that's why they're all pissed off. But that's what Republicans in America are like. They're like the supporters of the old Soviet Union.
Well, our democracy is not going to revive itself with the press taking orders from the White House. And that just made me even more angry. And
well, I hear you.
Anybody that quotes the New York Times to me anymore, I'm not even going to listen to them.
All right. Got you loud and clear. Thanks,
thanks
Bill.
Lot,
appreciate you checking in. Thank you. Brian is calling from Toronto. Brian, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, but I got the wrong Brian, but that's okay. Let's talk with
Brian
from Manhattan.
Well, I'm also fuming about this guy, Eli, and it just shows when you got kind of simplistic morons like that who are with Bush, who are just so naive, that's the scary thing, because they're lulled into a false sense of security that, as long as I watch, the mainstream news, everything's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't realize that they're just a shill for this guy. But it seems basically this Bush and his cronies they have an agenda basically to finish where Watergate left off. It's like, the dangers. They don't realize how we breathe a collective sigh of relief that Watergate failed, because here was a president that wanted his own personal CIA, that wanted to spy on anyone that was against his agenda or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And now here's a guy that's getting dangerously close to achieving that goal.
I know, it's awful. I never thought, and I've said this many times on my nighttime program, I never thought in my lifetime I would see the rise of American fascism to the point that it is rising. And it's scary.
I never imagined it in my lifetime. And the thing is that he's drawing dangerous battle lines, because there are many people that have just basically had enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people are basically going to go out in the streets and really protest.
Well, I look for that day. Brian, got to leave there. Thanks, pal. Appreciate you checking in. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy for Randy Rhodes.
It's good to be back home. Leave it till tomorrow to unpack my case.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
More of Mike Malloy on the Randy Rhoads Show.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those ads in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA.
25 before the hour. Malloy here for Randy Rhodes. Now let's go to Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and talk with Brian. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Always great to hear from you during the daylight hours.
Yeah, it's great fun.
By the way, greetings from Jerky, your old pal and correspondent at large.
Oh, great. Haven't heard from Jerky for a while.
He's trying to get in, but you know how it goes. I've got three little Christmas presents for you, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
First one, to avoid the war on Xmas, I'll just say, happy birthday, Jesus.
There you go.
Happy birthday. That's good.
But
I'm really calling to to put you onto this amazing book I just finished. From an interview over the weekend on Air America Radio, I picked up Fog Facts by Larry Beinhart, author of Wag the Dog.
Yeah, I love his writing. What's the title again?
Fog Facts.
Fog Facts.
Fog Facts. Basically what truth seekers seek are these facts that are lost in the fog. And he puts together a perfect, really, explanation about how all these facts do get lost in the overall fog. And it's a big thing that we're fighting against, actually.
Okay, well, that's two. Happy birthday, Jesus. Fog Facts, what's the thing?
And sort of going along with that, the big picture about Duke Cunningham. I don't know if you've read some of the good reporting coming out by Joe Cannon at Cannon Fire.
I've read some of it. I know Duke Cunningham turned out to be what a lot of us thought to begin with, a thug who was on the payroll of Jack Abramoff. A. B. You remember when Duke Cunningham's kid was busted for trying to smuggle pounds of cocaine in the United States? Remember that?
I don't remember that. But
oh, yeah,
one of the
fog
facts.
The whole family. It's another crime family.
Well, here's the thing. It's about these shell companies taking money from Homeland Defense contracts and funneling it directly into the Republican political machine.
Oh, they're such vicious
bastards. On the high side, it was like hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe.
Oh,
but the real bonus worth bringing to your attention is that it seems that this might be the same thing that happened during the Reagan years, and that the whole Iran-Contra thing. I was reading this really interesting allegation that it wasn't actually funding the Contras. The money was funding the Republican political machine.
No surprise there when you think about
it. And imagine if all the so-called greatness of the 80s Republican rise was in fact driven by clandestine funding coming from drug sales.
Yeah. Well, that allegation has been made many times, and I have no reason to doubt it. Who is it, Kathy, we used to have on the program? He wrote Confessions of Iran-Contra. What was his name? Martin. Al Martin.
I believe that was Al Martin.
Yeah, almartin.com. If you go to his website, Al Martin wrote the book The Conspirators. I forgotten it. Say it, Kathy.
That's okay, Mike. I know that big ball of sunlight out there is probably got your brain. It's The Conspirators, Secrets of an Iran-Contra Insider.
There you go.
By Al Martin.
And Al Martin has long maintained that drug money has fueled the Republican Party for probably going back to the mid-70s, but certainly, as you point out, in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, yeah, is right.
I don't know what to say. You know, it's kind of, you kind of look at it and you're like,
No, it's true, it's true. Republicans are the most evil sons of bitches to ever walk the planet. Republicans in America today are evil, evil people. They are out to destroy the country, destroy the Constitution, and then wait for Jesus to... You start out with happy birthday, Jesus. Wait for Jesus to come down and say, okay, all you good Republicans, off go your clothes. Let's rapture into heaven.
Finally, Mike, about the money, and for a bit of continuity for... picking up from Randy last week for their listeners, PBS, she was really ranting about the PBS Frontline program on the secret history of the credit cards.
Uh-huh.
She was fantastic. So I don't know if you've seen that one, but...
I've missed that, but I will... that was on one of Randy's programs last week?
Oh, she was and it's amazing. It shows the secret history of how these, I guess, these Republican fellows have changed the laws to change it from protecting the consumers to
protecting the credit card. Yeah, they're demons. Every single Republican in America... is a demon. I don't care if it's somebody's sainted grandmother. They are demons. They are possessed with the foul breath of Satan, and they are demons. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in, Brian.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right, you take care. All right, let's. I want to do some President Chucklenuts here before we run out of time. In his recap of last week's major Iraq speeches, remember, Peter Fever put him out there. You know, that used to be a term for gonorrhea. You understand that, Peter Fever. Peter Fever put him out there to talk the word victory over and over and over and over. So Bush, being easily manipulable as he is, went out there at the direction of Cheney and Rumsfeld and Peter Feaver and talked about victory in Iraq. They were called major Iraq speeches. Now, on Sunday night, Bush put the finishing touches on Operation Approval Ratings Improvement thing, E. What? Getting my numbers up. Here he tries to spin the lack of weapons in Iraq and therefore lack of justification of his attack.
After the swift fall of Baghdad, we found mass graves filled by a dictator. We found some capacity to restart programs to produce weapons of mass destruction.
What?
But we did not find those weapons.
Because they're invisible.
It is true that Saddam Hussein had a history of pursuing and using weapons of mass destruction.
Thanks to your old man in Rumsfeld.
It is true that he systematically concealed those programs and blocked the work of UN weapons inspectors. It is true that many nations believe that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction.
Albania, Croatia.
But much of the intelligence turned out to be wrong.
And by wrong, I mean manipulated like so much silly putty.
It's true, Bush says, that he systematically concealed those programs and blocked the work of UN weapons inspectors. Of course, it didn't bother us all that much when he was our boy against Iran, right? On his accepting responsibility for the war in Iraq, well, it's my fault. I take responsibility, except for that Tommy Franks guy over there.
As your president, I am responsible for the decision to go into Iraq.
Uh-huh.
Yet it was right to remove Saddam Hussein from power.
Uh-huh.
He was given an ultimatum, and he made his choice for war.
Oh, he did?
And the result of that war was to rid the world of a murderous dictator who menaced his people, invaded his neighbors, and declared America to be his enemy.
You know, for some reason that sounds familiar. Murderous dictator, menaced his people, invaded... If the invasion, chuckle nuts, was all about liberating the Iraqi people, then A, why did it take you so long? And B, why all the claptrap about mushroom clouds and dangerous weapons of mass destruction that could turn New York City into glass? What does he say? It was right to remove Saddam Hussein from power. Oh, well, sure, once you have no further use for these right-wing dictators, like Noriega, like Somoza, like Saddam, sure, once you have no, you know. More unintended irony from Chuckle Nuts here as he describes why we must stay the course in Iraq, regardless of how high that pile of bodies becomes.
I see a global terrorist movement that exploits Islam in the service of radical political aims.
So do I.
A vision in which books are burned.
Uh-huh.
And women are oppressed.
Sounds familiar.
And all dissent is crushed.
Ah.
Terrorist operatives conduct their campaign of murder with a set of declared and specific goals.
Yes, you do.
To demoralize free nations.
Agreed.
To drive us out of the Middle East.
Yes.
To spread an empire of fear across that region.
You're doing good.
And to wage a perpetual war against America and our friends.
There you go.
These terrorists view the world as a giant battlefield.
Battlefield.
And they seek to attack us wherever they can.
Why does this all sound so strangely familiar? Sounds like a Project for New American Century nocturnal emission, doesn't it? Huh? Books are burned, women are oppressed, all dissent is crushed. Crushed, 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 crushed. Now, a bit of Peter Feaver here as Dim Sun describes all the good news and bright, shiny, happy things going on in Iraq.
Defeatism may have its partisan uses, but it is not justified by the facts.
Uh-huh.
For every scene of destruction in Iraq,
where?
There are more scenes of rebuilding and hope.
Uh-huh.
For every life lost, there are countless more lives reclaimed.
Those little fetuses.
And for every terrorist working to stop freedom in Iraq,
yeah,
there are many more Iraqis and Americans working to defeat them.
Praise Jesus.
My fellow citizens, not only can we win the war in Iraq, we are winning the war in Iraq.
Oh, good!
To retreat before victory would be an act of recklessness and dishonor.
Boo!
And I will not allow it.
Yay! What does he say? defeatism may have its partisan uses, but it's not justified by the facts. I know you were AWOL during Nam, Chuckle Nuts, but you really shouldn't, or you should have studied that conflict a bit during your legacy days at Yale about, well, whatever. We are winning the war in Iraq? Oh, yeah, well, that's true. Lieberman went there and came back and said, they have cell phones. They have SUVs. Some of the hovels there, George, even have electricity. So the remaining family members can watch the fake good news stories you plan on Al Jazeera. What more do you want? Whee! Merry Christmas! You won't allow it! Yay! That's my boy! That's my boy! That's my homie! That's my meme! Don't allow it, George! Don't allow it! No, don't allow it! Freedom!
TV, the cable TV, the liar speaks tonight.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
1 in 4 adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medications specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Show with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Ten before the hour. All right, here's the last one from last night from President Chucklenuts. We have some from today's toy press conference that we'll play for you next hour. But last one from last night, I'm so glad, aren't you, that Bush never mixes religion and politics. I mean, that's the mark of a true leader. He doesn't play on religious stuff, huh? He's so inclusive and well, you know, tolerant.
Next week, Americans will gather to celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah. Many families will be praying for loved ones spending this season far from home, in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other dangerous places.
Like New Orleans.
Our nation joins in those prayers.
I'm gonna.
We pray for the safety and strength of our troops. We trust with them in a love that conquers all fear, in a light that reaches the darkest corners of the earth. And we remember the words of the Christmas Carol, written during the Civil War. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Well, it just makes me want to go home and open my presents.
That's pagan.
Away in a manger. No.
Boy, I'm so glad Bush is above using religion to justify his foreign policy decisions, aren't you? Remember when he said God wasn't neutral in the war against evildoers? That was right after God told him to invade Afghanistan and told him to invade Iraq and then told him to ignore the little brown people drowning in New Orleans. Remember that? That's right, Chucklenuts. God wants you to invade all the Muslim nations you can. Go get him. Didn't you get the memo from Dobson? He wants you to revisit the 11th century and start a new holy crusade against the infidels. Then maybe you can go and do the Salem witch trials all over again, or the Spanish Inquisition. Wouldn't that be fun? Huh? You can just tie him down and say, believe you, son of a bitch, I'll kill you. Next week, Americans will gather to celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah. There's probably a few people who are going to celebrate some other stuff. I don't know. But you know what Kanye West said about George Bush, right? Back to the calls very quickly. Chris is calling from New York City. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. It's great to talk to you again.
My pleasure, sir.
I spoke to you a few months ago when you did the 9/11 show at night that one time.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay, I remember.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to let you know about an hour or so ago, I called up the United States Attorney General's office. Phone number is 202-514-2001. And I asked them when they're planning to issue a warrant for the arrest of President George Bush. And the woman was kind of like, well, I don't really know. Would you like to leave a message?
Sure. Of course, by now, you understand something, Chris, by now, they have your blood type and what size shoe your great-grandparents wore.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm sure that phone call was,
oh, my God. Yeah, you just opened the door for a FISA warrant coming your way. No, I'm sorry, they don't even do that anymore.
No, they don't need the warrant.
Yeah, that's true. My bad. All right. But you just joined a bunch of us who participate in the Sneak and Peek program, whether we want to or not. But
yeah.
Anyway.
And also, just to let you know, I think we really need to get active. Calling the Attorney General, calling your senators and your congresspersons, and just to, you know, really flood them with outrage, you know. And I think we're going to need what happened similar to the war protest at the end of September. We really need to, just like what you were talking about before, get in front of the White House, hundreds of thousands of people. The police will show up and say, like, go in there. Go arrest that guy inside the house. He's the guy that committed a felony.
Yeah, if you had 100,000 people screaming against this guy, the only lawbreaker in the region would be the one inside the White House.
Inside, absolutely.
It's incredible. It's incredible. What's the phone number of the Attorney General again?
The Attorney General's phone is 202-514-2001.
514-2001.
Yeah, and the phone number for the U.S. government directory where you can contact any of your senators and congresspersons.
Well, people can get, don't give it because it gets confused. People can get that online.
Okay.
But do the Attorney General again. It's 202.
514.
514-2001.
2001, right.
Well, you know, leave a note someplace. Have it tattooed on your body. I want you to put this, tattoo it on your body. I did not commit suicide, okay? Put that right above your left ankle.
Yeah.
All right.
And just so you know, with the guy was talking about Happy Birthday Jesus before.
Yeah.
Well, they won't need to know about Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas, because for this time it will be Treason's Greetings.
Treason's Greetings. Treason's the reason for the season. Yeah.
Treason's Greetings. And if you've ever listened to a song called Life During Wartime by the Talking Heads, there's a line that says,
We got
computers, we're tapping phone lines, I know that ain't allowed. And so even the Talking Heads know that this is against the law.
And they've been dead for how long now? I mean, the Talking Heads, my God, that's so 70s, right?
David Byrne, yeah, the Talking Heads.
I know, Herky Jerky, but from way back in the 70s. They knew they were crystal ball gazers. They understood. Hey, listen, Chris, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thanks again, Mike.
All right, take care. We got a break here, right? All right. Yes. Break coming up here. And when we come back, the next hour of the Randy Rhodes, but this Randy Rhodes program just goes on. It just never stops, does it? Just goes on and on and on.
I think we only have 3 more hours.
No,
maybe,
2.
Oh, maybe 4.
No, 2.
Oh, it's hard to tell.
2 more hours. I'm already exhausted. All right. Malloy's sitting in for Randy Rhodes. Peter Werby is sitting in for me tonight. I'll be sitting in for Randy tomorrow. Peter will be sitting in for me tonight. I'll be sitting in for Randy on Wednesday. Peter will be sitting in for me tonight. And so it goes. All right. All right. Stick around. Bounce your boobies. Bounce your boobies. Boopy doopy 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 bow. Bounce your boobies. Bounce your boobies.
Listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medications specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, then listen to this. Now you can go to a university designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or a master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 170 University of Phoenix campuses, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now. 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now. 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Air America Radio News, good evening. I'm Isaac Davie Aronson. Violence increased across Iraq in the last 48 hours after a lull surrounding the December 15th parliamentary elections. An American soldier is among at least 24 people killed today in Iraq. The dead also include 5 police officers. Our other top story today, 1 year ago today, the most powerful earthquake in 40 years caused a massive tsunami in the Indian Ocean, which swept away more than 200,000 people in 12 countries. People around the world stopped today to mark the anniversary. About 156,000 of those lost were from Indonesia's Aceh province on Sumatra Island, where today the president sounded a tsunami warning siren to start a minute's silence at 8:16 a.m., the moment the first wave struck. The silence was also observed in Thailand and Sri Lanka. The tsunami swept away entire villages in Aceh and Sri Lanka, swamped 5-star resorts in Thailand, and surged into coastal communities from India to East Africa. President Bush said in a videotape message today that the U.S. is proud of the efforts and generosity of Americans after the tsunami, and he promised the U.S. will stay dedicated to help tsunami-damaged countries and their citizens recover. A top Taliban commander says more than 200 rebel fighters are willing to become suicide attackers against U.S. forces and their allies, a claim dismissed today as propaganda by Afghanistan's government, which says the hardline militia is weakening. In an interview late yesterday with the Associated Press, the commander, Mullah Dadullah, ruled out any reconciliation with the U.S.-backed government of President Hamid Karzai and claimed the country's new parliament, its first in more than 30 years, inaugurated last week, was, quote, obedient to America. Rescuers this morning pulled the body of a 4th passenger out of the wreckage of a train that crashed in northern Japan after derailing during a blizzard. 5 of the train's 6 carriages left the track in strong winds late last night. Police said in addition to the 4 deaths, 32 people were injured in the crash. Doctors say Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon needs a procedure to fix a tiny hole in his heart. It'll be done in the next 2 or 3 weeks. The 77-year-old Sharon suffered a mild stroke a week ago but returned to work yesterday. Though doctors insist that besides being obese, Sharon is healthy, the stroke and now the heart problem are making his health an issue in the campaign leading to parliamentary elections at the end of March, in which Sharon is running for re-election. Chile's top court today refused to drop charges against General Augusto Pinochet in the disappearance of 6 dissidents during his military regime and ruled that the former dictator must remain under house arrest. A panel of the Supreme Court voted 3-2 to reject the appeal filed by the defense lawyers for the 90-year-old former ruler. It was the latest in a string of legal setbacks for Pinochet in his long fight against human rights and corruption charges. However, Pinochet's lawyer is expected to file a new appeal asking that the ex-dictator be declared unfit for trial for health reasons, an argument the Supreme Court has accepted in 4 past cases. This is Air America Radio News.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mike Malloy on the Randy Rhodes Show.
Welcome back. Oh, Randy only does that bounce your boobies things on Fridays? Oh, okay, my bad. Malloy here, sitting in for Randy Rhodes. Peter Werby will be sitting in for me tonight, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. If it is not available in your radio market, tune in on the Internet. Go to airamericaradio.com or mikemalloy.com and listen to Peter fill in for me.
And if you get confused by the schedule, there's always whiterosesociety.org for the audio archives.
That's true. Couple of quick emails, and then I want you to hear Bush from today, and then back to your phone calls. Lindsey Graham, the conservative senator from South Carolina, Sunday morning on Face the Nation. Bob Schieffer said, quote, "The Secretary of State said this morning that the president has statutory and constitutional authorization to do what he did." So I'll start with Senator Graham. Does he have that authority, Senator? Lindsey Graham's answer: if he has the authority to go around the FISA court, which is a court to accommodate the law of the war on terror, the FISA Act was created. It created a court set up by the Chief Justice of the United States to allow rapid response to requests for surveillance activity in the war on terror. I don't know of any legal basis to go around that. There may be some, but I'm not aware of it. And here's the concern I have. We can't become an outcome-based democracy. Even in a time of war, you have to follow the process, because that's what a democracy is all about, a process. Now, Lindsey Graham is not the only conservative Republican. Arlen Specter was on television over the weekend. He's also quoted in the Christian Science Monitor online right now. "It's inexcusable." He's referring to Bush authorizing the secret eavesdropping escapades with not even the FISA court that always says, sure, go ahead, eavesdrop wherever you want to. Go ahead, tap them. Specter says it's inexcusable, clearly and categorically wrong, And he promises that the Judiciary Committee, of which he is the chairman, will hold hearings on domestic spying in the new year. He said, quote, "We'll look at what they did, whose conversations they listened to, what they did with the material, and what purported justification there was for it," end quote. Well, if I may suggest, Senator Spector, it doesn't make any difference whose conversations they listened to. It doesn't make any difference what they did with the material, and it doesn't make any difference what the purported justification was for it. It is against the law. Period. Just like the people who stole bread in New Orleans so they could eat. It's against the law. Isn't that what you right-wingers said back then? Back then, a couple of months ago? Those sons of bitches are stealing televisions. It's against the law. I remember when you cretins pranced your asses across the rotunda from the House side to the Senate side. And Lindsay, I think you were one of the representatives back then. Rule of law, rule of law, rule of law. Like the freaks from Todd Browning's movie, Freaks, from back in the 20s, early 30s. One of us, rule of law. One of us, gobble gobble. One of us, gobble gobble, rule of law. Remember that, boys? How about you Republicans who are driving home right now and you're listening in and you go, who is this freak? What about you? Rule of law, rule of law, rule of law. Gobble gobble, one of us, rule of law. And now one of those House managers, who's no longer in the Congress, Bob Barr, board member of National Rifle Association, really scared about what Bush is doing. Well, by God, how does he do that? He does it because he's an arrogant proto-fascist, Bob. That's how he does it. And eventually they're going to come for your guns, boy. Isn't that what you right-wingers have been telling us, normal people? Since the middle of the first Clinton administration? You know, Clinton was going to come and get our guns. Remember that? You dumbasses. Do you remember that? He's going to come and get your guns because you know that's what Hitler did. That's what Hitler did. Well, yeah, any totalitarian. And Bush has already stuck his toe into that swampy mess when he allowed semi-martial law down there in New Orleans, and people who owned guns down there were, what were they told? Turn them in? You right-wingers crack me up. You really do. You're so disgusting. It's amazing to me that Chucklenuts welcomes a leak investigation when his criminal activities and illegal wiretapping are exposed, but cares nothing for national security and the safety of the American people when it's one of his boys who's leaking information about covert CIA agents and compromising the war on terror. Yeah, Bush wants an investigation to see who told the New York Times about the fact that he was violating the Constitution, that he was breaking the law, a felony. Yeah, go check that out. We want an investigation on that one. But the Republicans, your right-wingers, you Bush supporters who continue to grease the way, accommodate this thug, and the few of you who start to see the light, like Bob Barr or Lindsey Graham or Arlen Specter or whoever, Chuck Hagel, whoever the Republican members of Congress, whether they're senators or representatives, say, well, oh, wait a minute. This is one torture camp too far. Wait a second here now. We're doing what in this country now? What are we doing here? What are we doing? Eavesdropping on Americans illegally. Don't need warrants. Set up torture camps. Now, as far as Bush and the rest of these people saying, well, Gonzalez, the Attorney General of the United States, Alberto Gonzalez, said it was okay. That's according to Bush's radio address Saturday. Alberto Gonzalez personally approved Bush's program for warrantless domestic wiretaps. Oh, well, then that makes it okay, right? In a classified legal opinion, it says here, the administration argued the president had the power to order the warrantless search pursuant to his authority as commander-in-chief to wage war against Al-Qaeda. However, during his confirmation hearings for attorney general in January of this year, Senator Russ Feingold asked Gonzalez about this precise issue. Feingold said, Judge Gonzalez, let me ask you a broader question. I'm asking you whether, in general, the president has the constitutional authority, does he at least in theory have the authority to authorize violations of the criminal law under duly enacted statutes because he's commander-in-chief? Does he have that power? Now, after waffling and dodging and weaving, Gonzalez said, Senator, it is not the policy or the agenda of this president to authorize actions that would be in contravention of our criminal statutes. So Gonzalez committed perjury, too. All of these bastards commit perjury. Perjury does not exist. Perjury only exists to these people if you have oral sex and then lie about it in a civil deposition. I didn't have sex with that woman. Oh, well, Jesus, God, remove him from office. But lying about this other stuff? Well, no. Yeah. Gonzalez said, Senator, what I'm saying is, I will take an oath to defend the statutes of the laws of the United States, and to the extent that there is a decision made to ignore a statute, I consider that a very significant decision and one that I would personally be involved with. I commit to you on that. And one we will take with a great deal of care and seriousness, Feingold. Well, that sounds to me like the president still remains above the law. Gonzalez, no, sir.
How like the blonde that stacked and Rumsfeld wants his fatty smack. Cheney, he gets quite a thrill if when you pop his cork, you shout, oil spill! We need more sex in the White House! More sex in the White House! More sex in the White House!
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
If you wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And sometimes ordinary dandruff shampoo just doesn't do enough. That's why, every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsom Blue. Celsom Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Celsom Blue. Never wear black without the blue. Celsom Blue.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104.
From a very blue studio in a very red state, it's Mike Malloy on the Randy Rhoads Show.
It is indeed. All right. The sound bites from today. This is a press conference today where Bush explains pretty much that he's above the law. He doesn't have to obey the law. Bill Clinton can't lie about oral sex, but isn't that what Henry Hyde and Bob Barr and Lindsey Graham and all these little mental and moral midgets chanted as they worked their way across the rotunda from the House to the Senate for the trial of Bill Clinton for lying about oral sex? But Bush can lie with impunity. Bush can, Bush can commit felonies with impunity and chuckle and laugh about it. And right-wingers in this country, Republicans, Bush supporters, the enablers say, yeah, well, you know, what did they find when they looked in your house, Mike? All right, let's do this as quickly as we can, because I would like to get back to the phones here. Bush gives his little speech this morning, the usual crapola. And then he takes some questions from the crack White House press pool, and reporter John King from CNN, which was I was kind of surprised. Somebody must have put a note in his last pay envelope to back off, shape up, join the fraternity, or his ass will go to work for Fox. But John King begins with a suck-up. He says, sir, you've shown a remarkable spirit of candor in the last couple of weeks in your conversations and speeches about Iraq. And I'm wondering if, in that spirit, sir, Mr. Sir, I might ask you a question that you didn't seem to have an answer for the last time you were asked. And that is this. What would you say
Sir, I don't want to go to Fox. What would you say is the biggest mistake you've made during your presidency? And as my Sunday school teacher used to say, what have you learned from it, sir?
The last time those questions were asked, I really felt like it was an attempt for me to say it was a mistake to go into Iraq.
No, sir, no, no.
And it wasn't a mistake to go into Iraq.
No, 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 it wasn't.
It was the right decision to make.
Yes, yes, sir, yes, sir.
I think that, John, there's going to be a lot of analysis done on the decisions on the ground in Iraq.
He said my name.
For example, I'm fully aware that some have said it was a mistake not to put enough troops there immediately.
Not me! No.
Or more troops.
Not me!
I made my decision based upon the recommendations of Tommy Frank.
All right.
I still think it was the right decision to make.
Yes, sir.
But history will judge.
History will judge. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. May I go now? I have to go to the bathroom. Oh, I'm John King, CNN.
I made my decision based upon the recommendations of Tommy Frank. Frank? Tommy Frank? Is that his name?
That's kind of like Rosa Park.
Rosa Park, Tommy Frank.
It's his fault. It's always somebody else's fault. Don't you know that, John? Hey, John, you still got that CNN ID badge?
Not for much longer. I've been talking to your boss, John. You smart ass. You got that burr haircut and that big jaw. And I stand up here looking like the little wuss that I am. Guess what, John? You're going to work for Fox. Or worse, maybe Voice of America. On the charge that Bush exceeded his legal authority to spy on Americans, an unnamed reporter stands up on his or her hind legs and says,
"Sir, Democrats have said that you have acted beyond the law and that you've even broken the law. Not normal people, sir. Democrats." Now, there are even some apostate Republicans who are calling for congressional hearings and even an independent investigation. Mr. Sir President, Your Honor, Judge, are you willing to go before members of Congress and explain this eavesdropping program? Program, 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 program. And do you support an independent investigation?
Again, I repeat, I understand people's concerns.
Oh, thank you.
But I also want to assure the American people that I am doing what you expect me to do.
Oh, no, not quite.
Which is to safeguard civil liberties and at the same time protect the United States of America. And we've explained the authorities under which I'm making our decisions and will continue to do so.
And screw you.
Secondly, there is a committee, there are two committees on the Hill, uh-huh, which are responsible.
Uh-huh.
And that's the Intelligence Committee.
Yeah.
Again, any public hearings on programs will say to the enemy, here's what they do, adjust. This is a war.
Only because you call it a war, Chuckle Nuts, and this pointless war is your lame justification for everything. But you hear what he said? Any public hearings on programs will say to the enemy, here's what they do, adjust. In other words, it all has to stay quiet and secret, doesn't it, Chuckle Nuts, huh? Don't let the American people know anything, because if the American people know it, those big old nasty terrorists will know it. And you know they're lurking everywhere. They're under the beds. They're behind the bales of cotton. They're in the closets. They're up in the attic. They're in the drain pipe.
They're in your toilet! You know, the next time you sit on your toilet, one of them may come up and bite you.
Every single year. But they're just puppy. Yep. They need to stop their yep.
The big dogs over here.
I will rule the world forever.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Uniting the mind, body, and spirit to promote peace, compassion, and respect for human dignity. That's the goal of Sit for Change, an international event promoting the practice of meditation as a force for social change. Go to sitforchange.org to learn how to support our partners like Amnesty International and Save the Children, charities focused on human rights, family, the environment, and the benefits of meditation. Join the Sit for Change Meditation Marathon, culminating on New Year's Eve Day. Change your mind, change the world. Visit sitforchange.org today.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
How much would it cost your small business if your computers crashed? A federal agency reports that half of the businesses who lost their data center for 10 days or longer filed for bankruptcy. Don't let this happen to you. Omnitech gives you 24/7 computer support. They'll back up your data nightly, stop viruses and hackers, and when your computer crashes, they guarantee to have you up and running within 24 hours for any reason.
Our servers blew due to a power surge, and we thought we lost our customer list. It saved our business that Omnitech had them backed up.
My employees used to wait for hours for tech support, but since we switched to Omnitech, problems get resolved quickly.
Give your employees a single toll-free number to reach a Microsoft certified technician who will fix any computer problem day or night while they're on the phone. With Omnitech, you'll have an IT army for less than the cost of your morning cup of coffee. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-936-6132 for your free trial. 800-936-6132. Call now. 800-936-6132.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Randy Rhodes Show with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Can't touch this. Look, man. Can't touch this. You better get hyped, boy, because you know you can't touch this.
Can't touch this.
Ring the bell. School's back in.
Can't touch
Have
this.
Time.
No wonder Chucklenuts made so many verbal screw-ups today. He's still upset he didn't make the latest cover of Timmy, or Time, as fascist of the year this go-around. Who would they have, Bono and Mr. and Mrs. Gates? It's 25 before the hour, and yes, I'm sitting in, Malloy, sitting in for Randy Rhodes. Peter Werby will be filling in for me tonight, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Tune in. Back to Bunny Pants from his press conference today after one of his half-witted speeches, the same recycled speech over and over again. You know, if he didn't get legal approval from FISA for his surveillance of American citizens, which he didn't, at least the government astronomers approve. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, you'll have to listen. The reporter stands up on his hind legs and says, "Thank you, Mr. President." On the domestic spying issue for a moment, sir, according to FISA's own records, it's received nearly 19,000, requests for wiretaps or search warrants since 1979 and rejected just five of them or maybe none. It also operates in secret, so security shouldn't be a concern, and it can be applied retroactively. And given such a powerful tool of law enforcement at your disposal, sir, why did you see fit to sidetrack that process and ignore the FISA court altogether?
We use the process to monitor, but also this is a different era, different war, Stretch.
Oh, he said my name.
It's a war where people are changing phone numbers and phone calls, and they're moving quick, and we've got to be able to detect and prevent. I keep saying that, but it requires quick action.
Yeah.
And without revealing the operating details of our program, I just want to assure the American people that, one, I've got the authority to do this.
No,
two,
you don't.
It is a necessary part of my job to protect you.
No, it isn't.
And three, we're guarding your civil liberties.
No, you're not!
And we're guarding the civil liberties by monitoring the program on a regular basis, by having the folks at NASA, the legal team, as well as the Inspector General, monitor the program. And we're briefing Congress.
Oh, sit down and shut up. You're having the folks at NASA?
Oh, are you really? Oh, well, Jesus, I feel a lot better now then. There for a minute, Mr. Chucklenuts, I thought maybe nobody was overseeing this. But NASA is? Oh, well then, good.
And like Stretch said, you could have gotten retroactive permission under FISA to conduct those activities that you say you got to move quick about. So why didn't you do that? Just like you circumvented anti-torture provisions of Geneva. I'll tell you why, Chucklenuts. You're a liar. You're a killer. You're a threat to this republic.
He has.
ask the folks at NASA, the legal team, you know, check all this stuff. So if we want to spy on any extraterrestrial, people from another planet, we're good to go.
That ought to make Rummy feel better about... Remember when Rumsfeld was talking about bombing the moon one time? Should the moon decide to attack us? Remember that? These people are mad. Do you understand? They are insane. They are insane. It's one thing to be funny insane. And Bush and his thugs were kind of, sort of, funny insane the first 6 months of his illegal presidency. But it's not funny anymore. Now they are dangerous insane. So, last one here. The reporter asked about how Chuckle Nuts will convince Democrats to embrace his war strategy, strategy or whatever. The question is this. Mr. President, Mr. President, you said last night that there are only two options in Iraq, withdrawal or victory. And you asked Americans, especially opponents of the war, to reject partisan politics. Do you really expect congressional Democrats to end partisan warfare, oh, the bastards, and embrace your war strategy? And what can you do about that, sir? Oh, God, I have to go to the bathroom. What can you do to make that happen?
It is inexcusable for the United States Senate to let this Patriot Act expire.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, there's an interesting debate in Washington, and you're part of it.
Oh, no.
That says... Well, they didn't connect the dots.
No.
Prior to September the 11th.
I never wrote that.
They being not only my administration, but previous administrations. I understand that debate. I'm not being critical of you bringing this issue up and discussing it. But there was a... Uh-huh. You might remember, if you take a step back...
I can't.
People were pretty adamant about hauling people up to testify and wondering how come the dots weren't connected.
Yeah, well, you know.
But the Patriot Act helps us connect the dots.
Oh, okay.
And now the United States Senate is going to let this bill expire. Not the Senate, a minority of senators. And I want senators from New York or Los Angeles or Las Vegas to go home and explain why these cities are safer.
Sir,
It is inexcusable,
sir,
to say on the one hand, connect the dots and not give us a chance to do so. We've connected the dots.
Sir?
Or trying to connect the dots with the NSA program.
Sir, there. Las Vegas doesn't have a senator. Sir, I'm sorry. You know, Los Angeles doesn't either. They don't have senators in the city, sir. I'm sorry. Sir, I have to go now. I have a bowel spasm going on here.
We've connected the dots and are trying to connect the dots with the NSA program. Let's get him a coloring book, too, and big square crayons. Maybe a coloring book with a map of the nations of the world. And he can color in red the ones he plans to preemptively attack. This would be funny except for one thing. It's not. This is the president talking. This is a felonious president of the United States. Is there any way that we could get a hooker into the White House? I'm not talking about Jeff Gannon. Can we get another hooker? I'm sorry, let me rephrase it. Can we get another hooker into the White House that maybe could ply her or his trade and maybe then we would have an impeachable offense? Is there a way to do that? Now that Jeffy, me love you long time, Gannon is gone. 19, what did he have, Kathy? 19 overnights at the White House? 19 overnights at the White House. Now, I know what you're thinking right away, but Scott McClellan doesn't spend nights at the White House. He checks out. Who's at the White House over... Oh, God, don't even go there. If he can't be impeached because he lies this nation into a war and sends thousands of Americans to an early death, if he can't be impeached because he lies us into a war and slaughters tens of thousands of Iraqis, if he can't be impeached because he commits felonies against the nation, if he can't be impeached because he does not uphold his oath, can somebody? Hell, I'll do it. Go into the White House and do to him what Monica did to Bill, and then can we remove him, please, in the spirit of Christmas, or I'm sorry, of the holidays. If that's all it takes, I'll do it for my country. Only for my country. What we just played for you from Sunday night's vacant, vapid speech and his twisty, jerky press conference today, those sound bites are pretty much the essence of what this unindicted criminal is doing to the United States. Now, we're going to open up the phone lines now and mostly just take phone calls. And I just want to know if that means anything. And again, I challenge, oh no, that's a tough word to you right-wing freakoids. I ask, I request, would you like to call the program? You Bush supporters, 866-303-2270, and justify your boys' actions, would you? Huh? Come on now, come on. Ah, don't be shy. 866-303-2270. Come on, if you can't do it, get someone to dial it for you. Come on. There we go.
We have been driven to the edge of Armageddon. Bill Clinton told lies.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines 5 specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Mike Malloy on the Randy Rhoads Show.
Yeah, that's true. And tomorrow and Wednesday, and then we'll do our program Thursday night, and then next week, a couple of days, 3 days. In the meantime, substituting for me, and keep in mind, this is Air America Radio's attempt to not jam you up with best ofs. Okay, so let's have a big round of applause for the managers at Air America. Can we do that? That's it? Just okay. Anyway, Peter Werby will be filling in for me tonight. Don't miss it, please. You know, I mean, all you Randy Rhoads fans, I'm glad to participate in afternoon fun and frivolity with you. But now, turnabout's fair play. Go check out Peter tonight as he does fun and frivolity on my program. All right. And what else we got? Well, we got nothing. We have phone calls. That's what we got. Some people have been holding on forever. Let's start with Eileen, who has called in from New York City. Eileen, thank you for your astonishing patience.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Eileen.
It's so good to hear you during the day.
It is, isn't it, huh?
I figure I just spoke to you a few nights ago, but it was last week. But
yes, you did.
This is a different time slot. It's
you
okay,
get
right?
You get to sneak back in. That's right.
Yeah, there you go. So I won't bother Peter tonight.
Oh.
But anyway, first of all, I hope some more right-wingers call in, because I remember last week I said that, you know, having right-wingers call you is sort of like poking a panther with a stick.
That's true.
I know, it was great. I know who Eli is. I remember him from way back.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, and there's my stupid phone. Anyway.
Oh, my God, it's beautiful. Let it play for a second.
I know. I'm not going to answer it. So anyway, what was I saying? Okay. I just wanted to talk about watching Meet the Press, Beat the Press. Did you see it this week?
Kathy watched it, but I couldn't do it.
Well, Carl Levin was on answering, you know, well, Condi Rice was on. I couldn't bear to watch it because
right.
I can't stand that biatch.
You're right.
So, but she, of course, was saying that, you know, Bush was entitled to do what he did because no matter what he does, it's okay because he's the king. It's good
right.
to be the king, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So when Carl Levin got on, several times, Mr. Pumpkinhead, Mr. Media Whore, Tim Russert, said, you know, well, would you consider that to be a crime, what the president did? And he, and Carl Levin, I like him usually, but he would not come out and say, yes, if the president did not get a FISA warrant, it is a crime. It's a felony.
Yeah, I don't know what holds these Democrats. You know, a lot of people say, well, there he goes again attacking Democrats. It's that kind of behavior on the part of someone like Carl Levin, who I tend to like most of the time, his point of view. But once there is a requirement for Democrats to develop a spine, they collapse. They just fall into a big pile of mush.
And that is a big problem because, I mean, they're giving us holes that we could drive a Hummer through. And, you know, the Democrats sit around and go, oh, well, they'll do themselves and we don't have to do anything. Oh, yes, you damn well do.
That's right.
And I'm really, really, really sick of it. And I'm a Democrat, but I, you know, the only reason I haven't left the party is because I'm just praying that Howard Dean will do something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if he's going
to. Well, so Kathy told me over the weekend that on Meet the Press, or Meet the Oppressed, Condi kept repeating over and over, I'm not a lawyer, and 9-11, 9-11, 9-11, 9-11, in reference to the illegal wiretapping. And that's what they're doing to us. This is what Chucklenuts and his crime family are doing. They are destroying the Constitution, using the one thing that they still believe Americans cower and tremble and bite their fingernails about, and that's 9-11, 9-11, 9-11, 9-11.
Can you believe how many rank cowards there are in this country?
I can't.
I mean, I live in New York City. I don't even think about it. I take the train, whatever.
Right.
You know, if it happens, it's going to land on my head, and I'll be vaporized. What? You know, it just makes me angry in my other life.
There you go. There's your phone. See you later. That might be the Department of Homeland Security. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for checking in, Eileen. Yeah, why can't we all be, you know, as Eileen pointed out, so many cowards in this country. Why can't we all be, you know, brave and strong and kind of outdoorsy and frontier-like, you know, cowboys. Right? Like cowboy, you know, brave and certainly not you know, well, cowboys? Kind of like in that movie. What, High Noon? No, Brokeback Mountain, kind of like that. Huh? Why can't we be that way? Strong and manly? I don't know. I have no idea why.
I'm still trying to erase the image from my mind of you doing your duty for your country to remove Bush legally and peacefully from office, so let's not go there.
Okay. All right, let's skip somebody else on the line here. How about Paul, who is called in from West Palm Beach, Florida? Paul, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
All right. You probably know me from Bush Let 9/11 Happen at my email address.
I probably do, yes.
Okay, and the one request that FISA did turn down was Marlene Crawley when she tried to get the search warrant on Zachary Massally.
Right, exactly. And I bet the other eight were probably the same sort of situation that would have maybe saved this country from murder and mayhem. But no, we're not going
to
go there. The other 18,991 had to do with spying on Americans.
I'd like to get one other thing in.
Sure.
Is reopen911.org. Has a DVD out there free of charge, reopen 911.org.
Okay.
Has a free DVD that proves that the Bush administration planned and orchestrated 9/11.
Well, I don't think everybody in this country would be surprised to learn that. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in,
Thank
Paul.
Thank you, Mike.
What's
Thank
the
you,
website
Mike.
Again?
Thank
Paul?
You.
Paul?
Yes.
What's the website again?
Reopen911.org.
Reopen911.org. All right, thanks, Paul.
Okay, thank you.
Have a nice afternoon. We'll be back for the final hour of the Randy Rhodes program momentarily. Do stick around. Your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy sitting in for Randy. This is Air America.
Listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
A little black dress is always in style, except if you have dandruff. Because when you wear black, even a little dandruff shows.
That's why every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue is doctor-recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Selsun Blue.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue.
Hello, my name's Smokey, and I'm a hardcore biker. I'm here to tell you that Geico... Hold on a sec. Is this the right music, bro? Really? Anyway, Geico covers most kinds of bikes, so you can get money-saving discounts whether you're a casual weekend rider or a hardcore biker like me. See, man, I'm not sure. This music don't make a lick of sense.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that liked criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Radio News, I'm Jennifer Pulsoni. A helicopter gunship deployed by Israel launched at least three missiles in the Gaza Strip late Monday. Reports say one of the missiles was fired into a building housing the offices of the Palestinians' Fatah faction, while the other struck in northern Gaza. There is no report on casualties. The Israelis apparently are trying to enforce the buffer zone along the territory to prevent rockets from being fired into Israeli territory. A siren wailed at 8:16 Monday morning local time in a province of Indonesia, followed by 1 minute of silence to commemorate the first anniversary of the devastating tsunami that swept the Indian Ocean region. The country's capital city was leveled by the tsunami that followed the huge undersea quake below the Indian Ocean, and that portion of Sumatra suffered the bulk of the nearly 250,000 lives that were lost in that and a dozen other countries bordering the Indian Ocean 1 year ago. It is estimated that nearly 80% of the 2 million people left homeless in the region are still living in tents and temporary shelters. People swarmed to many shopping malls across the U.S. on Monday, the day after Christmas, as retailers rolled out the traditional day-after markdowns in hopes of capturing the final dollars of the critical shopping season, reduce inventories, and hope for a moderate level of gift returns. Investors had the day off to gauge the activity, and they'll be looking for two important reports that are due out on Wednesday. The first is the measure of consumer confidence for December from the Conference Board, which will reflect the mood of the buying public during this critical month. The second will come from Redbook Research, which will report on the sales at major U.S. chain stores for the week ending December 24th. There's been no ruling yet on the future for 14 Cuban migrants found walking along a causeway near Miami after apparently coming ashore unnoticed on Miami Beach on Christmas morning. Authorities say they're not sure how they traveled from Cuba. They remained in custody Monday. Generally, Cuban migrants who make it shore without being stopped at sea by the Coast Guard are allowed to stay in the U.S. and apply for permanent residence. An anti-war protest at the Ellipse near the White House the day after Christmas and Hanukkah didn't last very long. Gloria Gibson explains.
Nearly 2 dozen members of Peace Action Montgomery marched around the Ellipse wearing protest signs and carrying posters that said, "Troops home now," and "Not one more death, not one more dollar." color. They toss toy soldiers with the words, "Bring me home," at the base of each Christmas tree. And they posted signs with the number dead from each state. The protest ended when park police ripped off the signs. I'm Gloria Gibson.
Meanwhile, a new national poll has many Americans not feeling good about the prospects of peace on Earth in 2006. The latest Quinnipiac University survey released Monday says 52% of Americans say there will be less peace in the new year. You're listening to Air America Radio News.
Your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
This is Mike Malloy on the Randy Rhodes Show.
Welcome back. It's about 6 and a half past the hour. Oh, we have another hour? Good God, how does she do this every day? 4 hours of talk radio? That's enough time to do brain surgery on somebody, isn't it? Man. Mike Malloy sitting in for Randy. And, yeah, I'm used to three-hour gigs and then go home and, you know, be tense for the next 3 hours. But when you sit in for Randy Rhodes, the princess of Air America Radio, you or is it the queen?
It's the goddess of radio.
The goddess. That's. I'm sorry. My bad. Oh, I'm sorry, Randy, if you're listening somewhere. Don't beat me. Don't flay me. Don't kick me.
Don't worry. I got it in time.
sitting in for Randy is a lot of fun. I do appreciate the audience that listens to her program. Thank you very much for being there today, even though the goddess is not here. I am the goddess's pet. Howard, the goddess is always watching and always listening. So anyway, we'll be filling in for Randy tomorrow and Wednesday. You know, unless I commit suicide between now and then. And then next week, after Christmas, post-Christmas, we'll be filling in again for 3 days. And the days that I sit in for Randy, Peter Werby will be filling in for me on the evening program, the Molloy program, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern time on this network. And again, the reason we are doing all this shuffling and shucking and jiving is so that the vast and erudite audience of Air America Radio does not have to deal with best ofs. God, I hate best ofs. They're never the best of. They're just whatever they can find on the shelf. Here, let's throw this program on. When was this one? Oh, back in February. Ah, the hell would I put it on? Did he swear that day? Oh, I don't know. Hell, that son of a bitch swears every day. You know, he uses rotten language on this radio network. And, All right, let's do this. We have pretty much provided all sorts of elements to the program this afternoon, and I would like to hear what folks have to say, which is what we're going to do right now. If you are a Republican, if you are a right-winger, if you are a conservative, in other words, I'm saying if you're a subhuman and can dial a phone, we'd like to hear from you. That's really not the way to attract subhumans, is it? And I don't call them what they are. If you are a Bush supporter, then let me put it that way. I don't think any of you are able to put together a coherent sentence, but if you are, we would like to hear from you on the Randy Rhodes program. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. We are looking for someone, anyone, of the neo-Nazi persuasion, that would be a Bush supporter, to justify, and if you can't do that, support what Bush has done in violation of federal law and the U.S. Constitution. We await with abated breath your phone call. In the meantime, let's begin with Debbie, who's calling in from Atlanta. Debbie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good, Debbie. How are you?
Fine. So glad to hear you. And you mentioned brain surgery. That would be a great idea. That might fix a lot that's messed up.
Yeah.
I want to say that I'm angry about this NSA revelation, but I think I'm just tired because
yeah.
We've known for so long these things are going on. And it's much, much to say, but the only thing that I want to point out is, number one, George Bush should not be talking about the Constitution. He doesn't understand it, and it really makes me angry when he starts talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, this connects the dots business that he's talking about. He is saying that the Patriot Act helped connect the dots.
Yeah.
And that it's such a shame that it was allowed to sunset. What happened with the phone taps in the NSA was a violation of the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act did not allow that.
Really?
No.
Well,
the
that's...
Patriot Act requires review by a FISA court.
Uh-huh.
So to put these things together is akin to putting Saddam Hussein and 9/11 together.
Well, that's true, but I think, Debbie, that none of this, and I think you'll agree, none of this is about protecting anything. It's about the Bush crime family maintaining its hold, its stranglehold on power in the United States as it goes about the business of looting and pillaging anything it can get its hands on. Look, one of the Bush brothers didn't make enough money pillaging in the savings and loan business. Another Bush brother didn't make enough money pillaging in the health insurance business in Florida. They were not making enough money. George Sr. didn't make enough money connected to the Chinese business community. They had to have something, and they came up with this. So what he is doing is pillaging and looting his way around the world for the sake of the Bush crime family.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, good. All right, Debbie, thanks for checking in.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, take care. Well, thank God NASA's looking into it, though, you know. NASA. And again, the Orwellian irony here is thick enough to slice. This is the most sneaky, secretive, administration in American history. Isn't it? Anybody want to dispute that? They absolutely and utterly refused to turn over documents to any investigative body, no matter what the issue is. If you want to know about how the energy policy, quote, quote, was derived, what it came from, never mind, you're not going to know, no matter what it is. But they want absolute carte blanche to look into your private life, your home, your bank account, your library books. They want to secretly investigate you. Did you leak something? Are you potentially going to leak something? The cooperation with the 9/11 Commission? The Government Accounting Office? The Judiciary Committee? The Armed Services Committee? It doesn't make any difference. These are Nazis. Okay. These are fascists. Back to your phone calls. Douglas is calling from Sacramento. Douglas, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi. Good to talk to you.
My pleasure.
I do have one apology to make. I'm sorry. I am disabled. I'm a card-carrying mental defective, but I can't do a convincing Republican.
Okay.
But I did... I think it's going to be—it's going to turn out to be important who is on the sneak and peek list. I think when the hearings start, it's going to be important because.
I think
the reason they didn't go to the rubber stamp court is because they're indefensible. It's going to turn out to be Democratic Party officials and things like that.
Well, Douglas, do you honestly believe that if Specter does hold these hearings, that any of that information will ever make it out? You know it won't. I know it won't. Specter knows it won't.
I didn't think they'd get as much out as they have, so I'm not going to predict that. I mean, I'm just going to live in hope.
Well, that came from New York Times reporters who apparently, I don't know, maybe like Judith Miller sleeping with one of their sources and got this information. This didn't come as a result of a congressional hearing. I'm not trying to be the ant at the picnic or the skunk at the picnic. I hope things come out, and I hope it is as you say. But my question is, why should it? Why should anybody? What they'll do, they'll show up to testify, those that do show up to testify, because most of them will claim national security exemption. And once the ones who do show up to testify go to testify, they'll say, well, I'm sorry, Senator, I can't answer that question. As a matter of fact, you're an unpatriotic terrorist loving son of a bitch for asking it. You see how it works?
Yeah, I see that, but I don't. When the president can go on TV and confess to a felony on national television, I think it's one more crack, and I think it's going to continue cracking. At least that's my hope.
Well, I hope you're right. That's my hope too. I hope it turns out that way. All right, Douglas, thank you. I appreciate.
Oh, one more thing about Reagan.
Yes, go ahead. Quickly.
The Fairness Doctrine, that went out under his administration. That's one more thing we have to unthank him for.
That's right.
That, Fox News couldn't exist without, the disappearance of the Fairness Doctrine.
Well, they could exist, but they
not
would...
Not as we know it.
Not as we know it. You're absolutely right. Douglas, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Quick break. We'll be back. This is the Randy Rhoads Program on Air America.
That dam is gonna break. And it'll wash you away. It'll wash you away. Yeah, one day soon that dam is gonna break. And it'll wash you away. It'll wash you away.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Now for Randy Rhodes, here's Mike Malloy.
Don't wanna see 21 past the hour. If we are to believe any of this nonsense, early voting results announced by Iraqi electoral officials indicate that religious groups have taken a commanding lead. So we will have another religious theocracy in the Middle East. This one will be the Islamic Republic of Iraq. Huh? How about that? And you know when Bush talks about how this is going to be a democracy in the very heart of the Middle East where nobody else is, I wonder if his friends in Jordan or Saudi Arabia or Kuwait, I wonder, or Egypt, you know, how does that make them feel? Do they sit there and go, oh, this Bush, this bastard. Huh? How does that make the Saudi royal family, Bush's business partners, feel? The Kuwaiti royal family, also Bush's business partners, how does it make them feel? And the Jordanians, are they Bush's business? Who knows? The Egyptians, one of our favorite stopping off points or end points where we send people to have their skin removed while they're still alive. I wonder how they feel. But what Bush has done has created what will, mark my words, turn out to be another Islamic Republic in the Middle East. Now, is that a good thing? Hey, it's none of my business, whatever they want to do. The fact is that Bush said it was going to be a democracy. That's the only point I'm trying to make. Oy. Back to your phone calls. John is calling from Garfield, New Jersey. John, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
How you doing?
Doing fine, wow. Sir.
All right. I have just one issue when I called, but my mind's been stewing for the last 30 minutes.
All right.
First off, I want to say, we all know Bush is, for lack of a better word, the devil. My question is, what's the next step? He's a dying goose. How do we put him out of his misery?
Now, be careful, because the NSA that monitors this program may think that you're being serious and will swoop down on your house tonight when you're asleep and
okay,
snatch you and your family.
No literal threats, Gestapo. No literal threats.
Okay.
What is the next step to get him out of office? Like, what is the daily actions that need to be done?
What needs to be done, if we are to believe, A, that the Democratic Party, of which I've been a Democrat all my life, if we are to believe that the Democratic Party still has the courage, the strength of character, the direction to try to pull this country back onto a track that makes sense, then we have to elect Democrats in 2006, especially in the House, where they can bring up or where articles of impeachment have to arise. They cannot arise in the Senate. They must arise in the House. They must be presented to the House Judiciary Committee. There must be hearings. And then articles of impeachment are either voted up or voted down. If articles of impeachment are voted up, then the House managers take these articles of impeachment over to the Senate for a trial. Now, as long as the Republicans control the United States House of Representatives, no matter what Bush does, there will never be an attempt to impeach him. He has committed mass murder. He has lied us into a war. He continues to gut the Constitution. He's violated his oath of office, and now, by God, now he's committed a felony. And still, they sit silent. So to answer your question, if the Democratic Party, which I seriously doubt, still has a spine, a backbone, a commitment, or a dedication to this country, then they have got to assume power in the House and impeach him in 2006. In order to get a conviction, the Democrats have to get power in the United States Senate in 2006 and convict him and throw his ass out of office. I hope that answers your question.
It does, but there's a second part to the question. But first, I want to comment that that's actually why I started working for the Democratic Party. I did a mayor's race, and I just did the Corzine race. Actually was doing canvas director to help try to find a good Democratic leader, you know, somebody who could be active, who can make it like a rally. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody does have the spine for that. But the follow-up is, what can the apathetic masses do to change that? Obviously, they're apathetic, they're not going to care, but the ones who do care.
The answer to the question is in the question. If it's apathetic masses, nothing. They'll watch more of your fired or whatever the hell that Trump program is. What is it? The Apprentice. Or isn't a new season of what's the one on American Idol? If you've not heard my program, the American public, to me, has become we've become a nation of sheep. We don't care anymore. The fact that Bush is committing felonies, don't bother me. I've got the National Football League game to watch. I don't hear about it. Now, part of that might just be self-preservation. You know, how can Americans really be concerned about this stuff when there seems to be nothing we can do? You understand what I'm saying? Hello? Okay. All right, listen, I got a break here. Okay? I appreciate you checking in, John. I wish I could give you a better answer, but that's it, man. You just got my best shot. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
Nukes, you know, they never did appear. Yellow, orange, and red, just to keep us in fear. Said, hey, yeah. President has got to go.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Republican Congressman Walter B. Jones is a conservative Christian. He represents a district with a huge Marine base. 2 years ago, he led the congressional charge to change the name of French fries to Freedom Fries. But here's the surprise. Today, he's strongly against the Iraq War and the cover boy of Mother Jones' new issue. Jones didn't become anti-war in spite of his politics, his faith, or his constituents. He became anti-war because of them. He anguished with his pastor over soldiers' deaths. He finally decided, after one too many funerals, that he could no longer support the war. Jones is part of a movement of principled people across the political spectrum. Veterans, people of faith, staunch patriots are questioning the war's huge costs. It's too late to have the debate that should have prevented war. It's time we have the debate that can stop it.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And sometimes ordinary dandruff shampoo just doesn't do enough. That's why, every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsom Blue. Celsom Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Celsom Blue. Never wear black without the blue. Celsom Blue.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them, and you have a cold, Coricetin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricetin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medications specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricetin HBP. Use as directed.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplayer 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplayer and hear even a whisper.
Studio in a very red state. It's Mike Malloy on the Randy Rhoads Show.
We all run you down, but somewhere, sometimes, when you're curious.
26 before the hour. Boy, time just rips by when you're having fun, doesn't it? Huh? Both of my legs have gone to sleep. My bladder has become an entity unto itself, but by God, I love filling in for Randy. I really do. It's just that how does she do this every day? 4 hours. Woo! Back to your phone calls. Jeff is calling from Columbus, Ohio. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm driving along here. I actually listen to the progressive station quite a bit. I am a Republican. I called because I heard an ad that said if you're a Republican, call in. I figured, what the hell?
Yeah.
I think you guys are completely out of your minds about this.
About what?
Well, about this whole surveillance thing. What if it turns out that a plot was foiled because somebody was being surveilled?
What if it doesn't?
Well, that may end up to be the case, but my point is that we don't know yet.
Let me ask you something, Jeff. So far, you sound reasonably lucid. What do you think of the United States Constitution? What do you think of the Bill of Rights? Do you think that the Constitution was put together and the codicil added at the bottom was only use this when it's convenient? You don't have to use this when it's inconvenient. Do you think that that's how it was put together?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, let me go on. Let me go on because,
okay,
you know, there's
a... Let me say this. I hope that you'll give me a chance to respond.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Okay. What do you think, then, gives George Bush or any person the right to use the threat of terrorism as a means of bypassing the absolute foundation, not just of our legal system, but of our country?
I agree that.
No, I didn't ask you to agree. I said, what gives Bush the right to do it?
My point is this.
All right, now wait just a second, Jeff. Hold on. I'll give you as much time as you want, but I just asked you a direct question. Surely you can answer the question. What gives George Bush the right to bypass the foundations of this country in order to carry on his phony war on terror? What gives him the right?
In a word, my answer is nothing. And I hope that satisfies you.
Well, then, why are we allowing it to occur?
We don't know yet who has been
surveilled. That's a total non sequitur. That's a total non sequitur. There is nothing in wiretapping that's going to stop a wiretapping American citizens that's going to stop an attack on this country. George W. Bush and his group had ample opportunity to stop the first attack, and they did not. So you tell me, how is a continuation of this major violation of the law going to protect us?
Just because a radio talk show host says it's a violation.
Okay,
make
so in other
so.
Words, you
and
can't
my,
answer.
My
no, wait a second. Wait a second. No. Not because a radio
Mike,
talk show
you know
said.
I mean,
no, pot him down, please. We're not going to have this. It's not because a radio talk show host says it's a violation of the law. It's a constitutional protection, the Fourth Amendment. That's A. Here's B. The FISA law specifically states that unless the procedure is followed, it's a felony. So don't run that kind of jive nonsense on me, Jeff, or I'll hang up on you and move on. It is not a talk show host that says it's a violation of the law. It is a violation of the law. Do you understand that?
Of course I understand that. But in closing, I guess I would just say I doubt very highly that it was guys in Cleveland named John calling guys in Cincinnati.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It does not matter.
Well,
it does not matter. If the FISA, now wait a second, if the FISA warrants have been denied 9 times out of 19,000 requests, then why did Bush not go through the court? The Patriot Act even gives him the right to get retroactive permission to do it. So why did this arrogant son of a bitch lawbreaker decide that as president of the United States, he's above the law? No answer? What, did he hang up? Okay, well, he hung up. I don't blame him for hanging up because there is no answer to this. If you Republicans, or Independents, or Communists, or Democrats, or Catholics, or whatever you are, want to try to call this program and justify criminal behavior by the President of the United States against the people of the United States, you're not going to succeed. You may succeed in your delusional world that somehow criminal activity against the Constitution and the people and the laws of the state of this country are acceptable. But normal people are going to reject you. And I don't care how articulate you sound, how benign you sound, I cannot believe that there are people in this country who are articulate, who are willing to call up or talk among themselves and justify, give a pass to, accept what this man is doing to the Constitution. So if the American being spied on who illegally has a foreign-sounding name, then it's okay with Jeff to violate their rights. If it's an American citizen named Ahmed, that's okay. If it's an American citizen named O'Reilly or Jones or Smith or Malloy, it's not okay. What did you say? If they're not named Bob and talking about going to a barbecue in Cleveland, then they're less American than you are? Is that what you mean by that, Jeff? And I'm sorry you hung up, but this is what you right-wingers do. You try to jam your questions and jam your answers, and it's not going to happen. That's why it's called, normally, the Mike Malloy Show. Of course, this is a Randy Rhodes show, and I'm filling in for her. But none of you, not one of you, can justify objectively why a president of the United States should be allowed to violate, to commit a felony against this country. And how many of you right-wingers were so quick to jump up with spittle flying all around the room about getting Clinton because he lied about his little oral sex affair with his girlfriend? And now this man commits extra-constitutional felonies, and you all try to justify it. Damn you. Damn you. You're the ones that are destroying this country, not the terrorists, not the Bush crime family. You, complacent Americans who justify it and enable it and say, well, what about and what if? Damn you. Damn you for destroying the underpinnings of my country. Because obviously it's not yours. You don't care about it. Why didn't Bush go through FISA to get his little pissy aunt warrants? What's he afraid of? Or is it that he considers the Constitution as quoted, and I'm going to say it, as quoted on Capitol Hill Blue as a goddamn America? It's astonishing to me that people who are born and raised and educated in this country can call this program, or any program, or not a program, sitting around with their poker buddies and saying, yeah, it's okay for Bush to urinate all over the very basic foundation of this country. What in the hell has happened to you people? What has happened to you? What has happened to you that you allow this, or justify this, or say it's okay, or it's no big deal, or because someone's last name was Mohammed and they happen to be an American citizen, screw them. Where do you stop? After Mohammed, what? What's next? Rosenberg? Goldstein? Then who? O'Brien? O'Reilly? O'Shaughnessy? Damn you people. I am ashamed to live in the same country with people who say it is okay to undermine our legal system and our constitutional system. How dare you do that? Get out of here. Go away. Go live someplace else. You're not an American. You're a punk. Whoever you are. Oh, that gets me so... Yeah, I expect nonsense out of Bush. It just always... just freaks me out when somebody from the heartland of America is so willing to accept the actions of an absolute tyrant. What does it take to get through to you people? He lies us into a war. He destroys everything he puts his hands on. And now he violates the Constitution. And you people still cut him slack. Even out of your own mouths, when I ask you, is this a justifiable action? You say no. But it's infuriating to think that I have fellow citizens who are willing to do this. It is absolutely infuriating.
When I have nothing to say, my lips are sealed. Say something once, why say it again?
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get.
and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry.
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter could cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-337-1627 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-337-1627. 1-800-337-1627.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Mike Malloy on the Randy Rhoads Show.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to the crew who produced the program for us today. Justin Yuen in New York City engineered the program. The Queen of Air America Radio, Carmen Shamwell, answered your calls. Tim Einenkow was our associate producer today, and Dee Neal maintains the blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. And if you go there, I didn't write anything there today. I was too busy getting ready for the Randy Rhoads Show. Our out-of-studio crew, Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall, and the militant mods at MikeMalloy.com, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. The entire pastiche is overseen by and produced by Catherine Bay. And just so you know, we'll be back again tomorrow and Wednesday doing Randy's program, and then 3 days next week. And the days that I substitute for Randy, my good friend and former colleague Peter Werby will be substituting for me tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Tune in. Dale is calling from Mill Valley, California. Dale, welcome to the program.
Hey there, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Great. I got a couple questions. What I want to know is, why did Bush decide to base his decision to go to war on intelligence gathered before 9/11? If 9/11 changed everything, as President Bush claims, then could we not reasonably expect the one thing for it to change is the way the president assesses the reliability of intelligence gathered before 9/11.
Now, be careful, Dale. You're being too astute and observant, and, you know, somebody's going to ask you why you hate America.
Yeah, I get that question all the time.
I'm sure.
The second thought here is to open up a parallel track to the argument that Bush lied about the reasons for going to war, which we certainly have sufficient evidence to support that, but to convince a broader cross-section of the American people that their trust in this president is misplaced, we need to ask, you know, is it not reasonable to question whether a decision based on mistaken assumptions was itself a mistaken decision?
Mm-hmm.
It's a softer argument, but in an important way, you know, it's a more persuasive one.
Well, I hope somehow that the people who support Bush, although I mock them a lot and think that they are substandard in their abilities to use logic and reason, I would hope that eventually that question that you just presented will present itself inside their heads, because it's not going to work coming from you. It's not going to work coming from me. It's not going to work coming from an editorial writer at a newspaper. It's only going to work if it pops up inside their own heads. And so I hope that happens. I have my doubts, but I think that's the only way Bush supporters are going to realize how this man has betrayed them.
Of course. I mean, we're the ones who've been so thoroughly characterized as the loony left, those who were out there saying, hey, let's wait for the inspectors to find that there are no weapons before we go to war based on weapons.
Yeah, what a weird idea.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike. Great show.
All right. Thanks for checking in, Dale. I appreciate it. Marty is calling from Chattanooga. Marty, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Mike.
Hey.
Mike, great show. Thanks for telling us the truth. I got a brief statement and then a very intriguing question for you.
Okay, if you can cram it into 2 minutes, go for it.
It'll be less than that.
Okay.
The terrorist acts of 9/11 have been Bush's justification for the invasion. 9/11TrueStory.com contains a scientific paper from Brigham Young University physics professor Dr. Stephen Jones. It makes a very convincing case that a controlled demolition from bombs pre-positioned in the buildings mm-hmm. brought the Twin Towers down.
Right.
His paper is at 9/11TrueStory.com, and he's calling for an independent scientific investigation. Now, Mike, I'd like you to connect the dots. You had said that the only way to get rid of Bush is if we elect our people to the House and the Senate and impeach this guy. But here's my question. If Dr. Jones's theory is true, as reported on 9/11TrueStory.com, and that the bombs were pre-positioned that brought down the World Trade Centers, what do you think the implications of this are?
To a rational human being, the implications are horrifying. It would be that the somehow the Bush administration, or as I call the Bush crime family, was complicit in what occurred in this country on September 11, 2001. But, you know, we have I forget what the number is. It is larger. It is the majority of people in this country. It's 55 or 60 or 67% reject the theories of natural selection and evolution and accept that which is taught in the book of Genesis, that religious mythology that says a talking snake helped lead the first woman down the paths of unrighteousness. If we live in a country like that, and if a commission is put together that investigates and finds out that what the professor is talking about is true, the vast bulk of the American public would still reject it. You know why? Because George Bush is a godly man. Because George Bush is a Christian. And because George Bush refuses to allow the queers to marry. You get my point.
I would like to be less pessimistic. I'd like to believe.
I don't think that's. I don't.
Who would rise up and who would contact the representatives, and we could have impeachment hearings even before the elections.
Marty.
Control the House, and we don't control the Senate. The impeachment is still possible if the scientific investigation finds Dr. Jones's theory is true.
Yes, I don't disagree with you. I'm on. Believe me, pal. I'm on your side. But I'm pointing out a very real circumstance that exists in the United States today. We have become a nation of sheep, no matter what was proved. The hardcore of Bush supporters and the media and the judiciary and the rest of these thugs would say, no, that professor from Salt Lake City, you know, he's a Mormon, isn't he? Right? So you understand what I'm saying. Listen, I got to go. Thanks. I appreciate your call. I'll see you all tomorrow at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, filling in for Randy again. Boy, this is a lot of fun, isn't it? Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Republican Congressman Walter B. Jones is a conservative Christian. He represents a district with a huge Marine base. 2 years ago, he led the congressional charge to change the name of French fries to Freedom Fries. But here's the surprise. Today, he's strongly against the Iraq War and the cover boy of Mother Jones' new issue. Jones didn't become anti-war in spite of his politics, his faith, or his constituents. He became anti-war because of them. He anguished with his pastor over soldiers' deaths. He finally decided, after one too many funerals, that he could no longer support the war. Jones is part of a movement of principled people across the political spectrum. Veterans, people of faith, staunch patriots are questioning the war's huge costs. It's too late to have the debate that should have prevented war. It's time we had the debate that can stop it.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum